Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
All hail Sunday. The NFL on CBS is back. With a crazy talented crop of QBs out west, possible MVPs in the east, and matchups to remember. Sundays, the NFL is on CBS.
It's The Last Stand. And here is your host, Brian Custer.
That's right. It is The Last Stand. I'm Brian Custer. We bring you the biggest names in the sport. And joining us today is the top guy in one of the most competitive divisions in boxing. I'm talking about the lightweight division because he is the undisputed lightweight champion of the world. He's known as the Dream. Devin Haney is back with us on The Last Stand. Dev, it's been a while. How are you? Welcome back.
Doing great. It's been a while. Thank y'all for having me again.
Yeah, my brother. So October 15th, you got the rematch, George Kambosos back in Australia. You know, he said it is do or die for him in this fight. And quoting him, he said, quote, "I'm always better as the underdog. And this time around, I'm just hoping that the refs will do their jobs and not allow so much holding because I'm coming to take the belts back," end quote. What's your response to that?
He can say what he want to say. He's obviously making excuses already about the ref and about, you know, this and that. But everything he said that he was going to do with the first fight, he's saying that he was going to do, he's saying he's going to do the second fight. So we'll see on fight night. And yeah.
You thoroughly, let's be honest, dominated him in that fight, you know, with the jab, your movement. Heck, you almost dropped him in that fight. Why would this fight be any different the second time around?
It would be different because, you know, once I know somebody, once, you know, you share the ring with them, you tend to know them. And I'm always better the second time. I'm always better, whether it's sparring or whatever the case may be, once I get in the ring with somebody again. So I will show how much better I've gotten in the, you know, 4 months, and show, you know, how I could beat you not one way but two different ways when the first way was so easy.
Do you think you see yourself stopping him this time around?
We just gotta see. We know he's a tough guy. You know, he's putting it all on the line. So you know, that makes him dangerous. That makes him, you know, tricky. So we gotta go in there and be smart, and we'll see how the fight plays out.
It seemed like in that first fight he tried to box at certain points to no avail. Are you expecting a dirty fight the second time around?
Well, we can't say that he tried to box. We don't know. We don't know if I'm that good that where he couldn't oppose his, he couldn't, you know, try to oppose his will on me, or if you know, he just really just tried to box. This fight we will see when he's saying that, you know, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. We all know that he's going to try to. It'll go full steam ahead. So we'll see.
Is the plan for you, Dev, retain the belts and then fight Vasily Lomachenko, who now is coming back in late October, the 29th?
Yeah, it's very much possible that would be next. But it all starts with, you know, beating George Kambosos and then going from there. Our main focus right now is Kambosos, you know, being victorious, because that's where it starts.
You know, for the longest time, and I know when we had you on in the past, I talked to you and asked you about this. These guys had kind of joked you, and I'm talking about Teofimo, Tank, Ryan Garcia. They were calling you the email champion. Now Ryan Garcia says he doesn't even fight for the belts anymore. Belts aren't important to him, and there's no more jokes anymore when it comes to Devin Haney. How does it feel to be the undisputed champion in this division, a division they were calling you guys the Four Kings?
Oh, man, this is a dream come true. You know, to be undisputed in a weight class where it was so much, you know, great talent, still so much great talent in it. You know, obviously, you know, these guys are going in different directions and this way and that way. But, you know, towards the Devin Haney route, they saying belts don't matter when they was calling me email, mocking me, saying, calling me email champion, not a real champ, this and that. But, you know, now that I have the belts, they don't matter anymore. So it just shows how good Devin Haney is. And, yeah, so this is a blessing to be undisputed. But also my dream is to, you know, defend the belts now. You know, harder to keep them. So, you know, I'm working hard to make sure that I'm successful in my defense, and then we go from there.
Listen, I know a lot of people have asked you about Lomachenko because they believe that could be the next fight for you. But I got to ask you about Tank. Considering you two have had your back and forth on social media, how, in your opinion, how realistic is it a Devin Haney and a Tank Davis fight?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Tank or his team, you know, want to fight any top guys, anybody that's threat to him. You know, and you can see it, you know. So I don't think it's really that realistic.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
And considering, you know, the politics of boxing, you have this new deal, obviously, with Top Rank and ESPN. Do you think it would be harder to fight, let's say, the Tanks, the Ryan Garcias, those guys, because of the deal?
No. You know, as we see right now, right in front of our eyes, I mean, many fight Wilder and Fury. I mean, yeah, Wilder and Fury got done. That's a huge fight because the fighters wanted it and it made sense. You know, for the fights that make sense, you know, the business can be done, and us fighters should know that.
And from your standpoint, you believe that it's more of, let's say, Tank and Mayweather promotions who don't want to make these fights, let's say, the Tank Davis, Devin Haney type fights.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, one of the things that Tank came out with in, I read, is he said Devin Haney ought to fight Isak Cruz, who obviously has garnered a lot of attention because of his power and his knockout style. What do you think about that?
That's a fight that I would love. You know, it all starts with October 15th, me being victorious. Then, you know, I would welcome a fight with Loma, or, you know, if I can't get Loma, we go on the ladder and we fight to Cruz.
You know, it's funny. Robert Garcia was asked about you two fighting, and I'm quoting Robert Garcia. He was talking about you. He said, quote, "I don't think he can hold him back with his power. I don't think he's got crazy power to hold back Isak Cruz. I think Pitbull Cruz will beat Devin Haney." What's your response to that?
I think Robert Garcia really, like, he really, like, an undercover hater. He really, every fight he said, "I'm going to lose." He said, "I was going to lose to Jojo Diaz." He said, "I was going to lose to Nares." I'm not sure if he said against Cambosis or not. I think he did, but I'm not sure. He just keeps saying that every fight. But, you know, I'm not going to badmouth him. I'm not going to, you know, talk down on him. I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done in the sport. So, I mean, that's just his opinion. Everybody got their opinions. It's boxing. That's what makes big fights.
Now, I know you're going to chuckle, but I got to ask you about it. But here we go. I know you're going to chuckle about this one. Rolly Romero was talking about Devin Haney. And here's his quote. Quote, "Devin Haney, he's the weak link of the division with his lack of power and his fighting style. His reign won't last long. He plays it way too cautious, especially with his matchups. He doesn't even want to fight me," end quote. What are your thoughts on Rolly Romero, man?
Man, what can you say? Rolly's a good guy. I like Rolly.
No, that's not what you. That, I gotta admit, the post you put on social media after the Tank Davis fight was quite. I even had a laugh after that one. The Martin post after.
Yeah. Rolly. I like Rolly. Rolly's. He's a good guy.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Since we're talking about guys in your division, Tank and Ryan Garcia are talking about fighting in December. What do you think happens in that fight, Dev?
I mean, I think that is a good fight. I don't see it really happening. I just don't see them two fighting each other. But I think it's a good fight depending on the weight class that it's at. Obviously, at 140, Ryan's bigger, his size advantage. Bigger, taller, you know, longer reach and those things. He also has power. But we all know Tank has that, you know, one punch, you know, game changer. So it's an interesting fight depending on, you know, what weight class is at and when it's at. But I don't see it happening.
What do you make of Tank? You know, just not too long ago, Tank put up a post about Mayweather Promotions and why would I sign a contract like this and things of that nature. He seems to still be having issues with Mayweather Promotions. What do you make of his contract situation? I guess him now going forward as a free agent.
I mean, shit, that's what he signed up for. So, you know, you got to see it through. It is what it is.
In boxing, there's always been father-son's relationships. Sometimes they go bad. But it just seems that the Haney relationship is tight and has been a well-oiled machine. Why is that? Why is, even as dad being the trainer and things of that, and even your manager at some, why has that gone so well?
I don't know. We just that dynamic duo that, I don't know. We just a winning team and, I don't know. We work good together. That's why we started this thing. And, I don't know. We just going to see it through all the way. And continue to, you know, be successful as a team.
I got to ask you about this. We had Shakur Stevenson on The Last Stand. And, you know, Shakur says now that he's moving up in weight. He got stripped of his titles because he said his body can't handle 130 anymore. When we had him on The Last Stand, he said he would love to fight Devin Haney. Because as he put it, quote, it would be a high-stakes chess match. Could you see Devin Haney, now that he's at 135, and Shakur Stevenson getting it on?
Yeah, it's a very likely fight that is going to happen eventually. We just got to see. Now he's at 135. You know, it's getting closer and closer. But it all starts with, you know, October 15th. That's my main focus right now, and then we'll go from there.
He said because you guys are two highly skilled fighters, that's why he called it a chess match. How would you see that fight going in the ring?
Yeah, it's definitely a chess match. Shakur has a, you know, high boxing IQ, so do I. So it makes for a chess match in the ring.
Have you guys sparred in the past, things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, I've been knowing Shakur since we were little kids. We've been knowing each other. So we sparred numerous times as kids.
So ESPN, they released a list of the top 25 boxers under 25, right? And Devin Haney, number one. Bam Bam Rodriguez is number two. Ryan Garcia, by the way, was number five. What are your thoughts on Dev Haney being number one?
Yeah, it's a blessing that you know, they put me, you know, number one under 25. But you know, I feel like I should be on the pound list. I feel like, you know, I'm not, you know, only the best under 25. I'm one of the best in the world. So I should be, you know, on the top 10 pound for pound list as well.
Speaking of that, Ring Magazine released their pound for pound list. They did not have the undisputed champion Devin Haney in the top 10, but they had Loma in their top 10. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. The world has, you know, seen that, you know, I was upset about that. I should be on everybody's pound-for-pound list. And then, you know, after this fight, you know, the world will see, and everyone will put me on the pound-for-pound list after this fight.
Love it. Errol Spence, Bud Crawford, talked about fighting now in November. What do you think happens in that fight?
I think that's an amazing fight. You know, those are both of my guys. I fuck with Bud, fuck with Earl. You know, I just want to sit back and, you know, be a fan and watch that fight. And they're talking about it to being around, what is it, like November 19th. My birthday's the 17th, so that'd be a birthday present for me.
That's fantastic. Listen, your guy Jake Paul, Anderson Silva, they're fighting in October. What do you think happens in that fight?
I think that's a good fight. It's a dangerous fight for Jake. You know, obviously, Anderson has a ton of experience. You know, he's a crafty boxer. But I just feel like, you know, Jake is the young, stronger fighter. And, you know, Anderson is a little old and his chin is just not – it hasn't always been, you know, the best. So, you know, if Jake catches it, you can, you know, put him up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Brian Custer. I want to talk to you about our partner, Athletic Greens. You know, I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted more energy. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. Athletic Greens doesn't taste super healthy. It's kind of mild, has that tropical taste. But I actually look forward to having it every single morning. So what is this stuff? Well, one scoop of delicious Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything, while still tasting good. Listen, it helps support better sleep quality for you, recovery, and it supports mental clarity and alertness is what I love about it. You know, AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits, and it's one thing you can do every single day to take care of yourself, and it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you're keto, vegan, paleo, dairy-free, or gluten-free, Athletic Greens is for you, and it costs you less than $3 a day. So you're investing really in your health, and it's cheaper than that cold brew habit that you may have. So additionally, for every purchase, Athletic Greens is going to donate to organizations, help to get nutritious foods to kids all across the country who are in need, including No Kid Hungry, which is right here in the U.S. By the way, 2 years ago in 2020, Athletic Greens donated over 1.2 million to meals to kids. Now, it is the time to reclaim your health, folks. And all you got to do is arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutritional supplement. And listen, once we get into that cold flu season, this is something that you need, because just one scoop of water every day with Athletic Greens, and there's no need for the million of different pills or supplements to look out for your health. All you're going to need is Athletic Greens. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens wants to give you free a 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. And all you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/laststand. Again, athleticgreens.com/laststand. Athletic Greens. Take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right. Listen, Dev, you know, for people who come on, we allow others who watch and listen to the podcast submit questions. We've got a number of them for you, so we'll get right to them. This one comes from Twitter, Lil John. He says, is it more frustrating to deal with the alphabet organizations or the promoters / networks when it comes to trying to make a fight happen?
Yeah, I would say the promoters and networks, because, you know, with the organizations, you know, it's a lot more structured than that than, you know, the promoters and the network. That's like pretty much it is what it is. And this is the way we've been running it. And this is the way it's going
to
be.
Next one from Twitter asks, when you move up to 140, will you activate your mandatory and face Josh Taylor for the WBO or the IBF as your first fight, assuming you're still undisputed?
Yeah, very much possible that when I go up to 140, you know, I will challenge, you know, any of the champions that's in that weight, you know, because I just don't want, you know, I don't want to go into, you know, another weight class, you know, without being the champion. You know, I want to be the champion for the rest of my career, you know, and so every fight, you know, I'm looking forward to be for a belt.
Zane on Twitter asks, what division do you think you'll finish your career at, Devin?
I think around like probably 154.
Wow, another great division too. David asks, out of all the guys not named Devin Haney, who do you think is the best lightweight fighter in the world right now?
Out of the guys that's not Devin Haney in the lightweight division, it's so much talent. But I think probably Loma could be my toughest test in the lightweight division. But it's so many good fighters in the fight, so I don't know. We just got to see.
Lord Roca asks, would you be interested in a Regis Prograe fight or Josh Taylor? And do you feel like you are the biggest Muslim boxer since Ali?
Yeah, those are two fights that I would definitely, you know, entertain after this one. Obviously, like I said, it all starts with me being victorious on October 15th, and then we go from there. But, you know, I want to fight the guys with the belts, so whoever has the belts. And 140, that's who I looked at challenge. And, you know, I'm not looking to be the biggest Muslim boxer or anything like that. You know, I'm not in competition. I respect all Muslims worldwide. You know, I just want to be, you know, a speaker and, you know, somebody who people can get inspired and look up to. And, you know, I'd be a good role model for Muslims and, you know, be that guy that people look to and, you know, be a good example. You know, it's not about, you know, being competition with my fellow Muslims or not. I just want to be the best Muslim I can.
Devin, what's your ultimate goal in this sport?
You know, I want to be mentioned with the greats when it's all said and done. I want to be great in the sport of boxing. And, you know, the path to be that, yeah.
All right, Devin Haney, we've come to the last segment of the show. We call it The Last Stand. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You just give me the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Yeah.
First thing that comes to Devin Haney's mind when I say Teofimo Lopez.
I don't got nothing bad to say about Teofimo. You know, he's looking to, you know, go on the right path at 140, and I wish him nothing but the best.
Teofimo says, Devin Haney, he keeps pricing himself out of fights. He wants to be Money Mayweather, but eventually he's going to have to come see me at 140.
Yeah, me and Tio, you know, you can talk to Bob, you can talk to whoever. We never talked about money. We never got that far to dig and to negotiate, talk about, you know, money or how much I want it. But, you know, he can say what he wants to say. It's what it is.
When do you see Devin Haney fighting at 140?
It all starts with October 15th. Gotta see how I feel the fight night. Inshallah, I feel good. Then we take on Loma and then we move up to 140. But
first thing that comes to your mind when I say Tank Davis?
Tank Davis, strong fighter. Yeah, he's a strong fighter.
First thing that comes to your mind when I say Ryan Garcia?
Ryan is strong, fast. And, yeah, he's good for boxing.
Give me Devin Haney's pound-for-pound top five fighters in the world right now.
Bud, Earl, of course, Canelo, Fury, Devin.
There you go. There's five. Man, let me tell you something. Look forward to seeing you again on October 15th. I'm looking forward to the rematch, but more importantly, I'm just looking forward to seeing Devin Haney back in the ring because I believe it. I think you're one of the most exciting fighters in the sport, and I love watching you work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's what we do on here on The Last Stand. We bring you the biggest names like Devin Haney, the dream, the undisputed world champion. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you again next week.
Hail Sunday. The NFL on CBS is back with a crazy talented crop of QBs out west, possible MVPs in the east, and matchups to remember. Sundays, the NFL is on CBS.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.